This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
So that was something, huh? For those of us who attend services regularly, to have our Eucharist in the beginning and the sermon after and then the prayers is a little bit disjointed, right? It's a little bit surprising. That's what Easter is. That's what Easter is supposed to do. To rile us up a little bit. Take us out of our comfort zone. Take us out of the regular routine. Into the realization of the presence. The presence of the risen Christ. And speaking of not recognizing something, I'm sure a lot of you remember these things. I don't know what you call them. I forget. But they're pictures that if you look at them long enough and you cross your eyes, do you remember this? And you cross your eyes, there's an image that'll pop up into 3D. And this one, although I didn't really practice it on this one, I'm told it's a bouquet of roses will pop up. Let's see the next one. And this one, everybody's seen this one probably, right? So what do you see first? So I hear goblet, I hear chalice, I hear two faces. Anybody see anything besides two faces or a goblet? I hope not. So, okay, and the next one? So this one, it took me a while. I saw a duck for the longest time. Anybody see something besides a duck? Eric? A rabbit, yeah. Do you see the rabbit? With the ears going this way and his nose going that way? You see that? And the last one. This one I used to use when I was a chaplain here at the school. And I would have the kids take, I'd make a copy for each one of the kids. And if you close your eyes, back up. You look at the four dots in the center of that picture for 30 seconds without looking at anything else. You just stare at it. And then you close your eyes and you tilt your head back like this, and you see the face of Christ, at least the way artists have depicted the face of Christ. I have 10 copies in the back when the service ends, if anybody wants a copy to try it out. I remember how excited the school kids here at St. Joseph's used to get when I wanted to make a point about perception. And when they finally saw it, they wanted a copy to then go and take to everybody that they knew because it was so amazing. And they had the secret that others didn't know. The deal with Easter, and especially with the gospel stories we heard today, is that John lets us in on the secret of the risen Christ, the secret that Mary Magdalene didn't know. So it's like we're a fly in the air buzzing around watching. And we see her in agony going and finding the empty tomb. And we wait and we watch her. And then she runs. She's panicked. Where have you taken him? And we're watching and we know the secret. We know. It says Mary doesn't recognize him standing right before her. Well, how curious. How curious. Is it because she's so distraught? That she's so grieved that she can't see straight? I can relate. I can relate feeling that way in my lifetime. Seems like Jesus was one of those pictures kind of out of focus or something. And then he says her name. He calls her by name. And she sees him. It comes into focus. And instantly she recognizes him. Jesus says, Mary, and she says, teacher. And it's this embrace in those two words. And because now she knows the secret, she runs to tell. She does what he asks her to do, to tell everyone that he will be ascending to God, to her God, and to their God. That same day, we're again let in on another secret. Jesus is walking with two of his disciples, and I just want to say they might have been women. We always think of them as men, I'm just saying. And they didn't recognize him either. walking along. And we know that it's Jesus walking with them. We know that it is, but they don't know yet. The picture was out of focus for them too. The text says, quote, their eyes were kept from recognizing him, end quote. And in the Greek, it's, but the eyes of them were held not to recognize him. The eyes of them were held not to recognize him. So were their eyes so downcast in their despair that they didn't even look up, perhaps? They spoke to him, and then he broke bread with them, as we just did with one another and with Christ, remember? And listen to what the text says now. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scripture to us? That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, the Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. They were awakened, like Mary Magdalene, awakened like so many others who saw Jesus after the resurrection. The Bible tells us of 11 times that Jesus appears to hundreds and hundreds of people. And that's only the ones that were written down. It's hard for us to recognize Christ today. But rest assured, Christ is present. Christ is here. For whether we ask for Christ's presence or not, Christ is there. It's only us that forget about it or don't see straight. I know I forget sometimes. It's hard to stay awake, and yet he's with us every day in the eyes of the poor, in the eyes of that great slide that you saw earlier with the two little kids in the Dominican Republic connecting with each other. We saw them when we were there all the time. And I can tell you this, I see Christ in the eyes of all of you right now when I'm remembering to do so. When we are awake, we do see Christ in the eyes of everyone. That little spark is always there. And the power of this day is in the recognition of that light, the recognition of Christ's resurrection. The power of this day is knowing that life continues beyond any form of death. Now, let's look at that goblet or the two faces slide one more time. See it now, if you will, as a chalice, and also see it as two faces. See it all together, two faces and a chalice. And we can see it as representing the possibilities never before recognized for us or for this world. See the chalice as there for us to drink deeply of the love of God, smack dab in the middle of every encounter with one another, right there. And if we're willing, with God's help, we can recognize the light of Christ shining through, awaken and partake of that cup, really have communion with Christ, recognize the light of Christ within ourselves, and then apathy and cynicism recognize hope and wonder. Addiction sees recovery. Abuse sees the possibility of healing. Pessimism sees optimism. Oppression recognizes freedom. The power of this day is in knowing that life continues beyond any form of death, and that's what Jesus Christ did for all of us. And we too can experience the renewal of love, the power of forgiveness, turning and returning to newness of life, and light in any darkness. There was a cosmic shift on the day Jesus rose from the dead, an evolutionary change, calling your name and calling my name. And just like the song text we heard earlier, one wakes and awakens another. The second one wakes his next door brother. Three awake can rouse a town and turn the whole place upside down. Many awake will cause such a fuss, it finally awakens all of us. Awake, the Lord is risen indeed. Amen.